Shadow Baby by Margaret Foster, read by Phyllida Law. Prologue. Leah stood still. The stairs were narrow and steep, the whole flight, 14 steps in all, quite straight. The light was not on in the vestibule, nor in the parlour opening off it to the right. But there was a dim glow seeping from under the door to the kitchen at the end of the passage. Without that one feeble band of light, there would have been no shadow to torment her. It was 5 o'clock on a dark and wet December afternoon. All was black in the street outside. The street lamp was broken, destroyed by boys throwing stones, and was now without glass except for some shards still clinging to the casing. She couldn't move until the shadow moved, and it was quite frighteningly motionless. It was so familiar, the outline, hardly a shadow at all. There was nothing blank or flat about it, nothing insubstantial. Solid it was to Leah, solid, hard, especially the head, like a lump of iron behind the glass of the door. Over and over again she had told herself to change that front door, to have the two glass panels removed and replaced with wood. Then there could never be any shadow. But a greater fear always stopped her. If there were no shadow, there would be reality to face. She might be caught unawares. She might answer a knock some innocent feeling afternoon and be confronted. In daylight, of course, she could always see more. Though the glass was not plain, it was tinted green, pretty glass.